In the name of Jesus, sisters and brothers. Today we're talking about the theme, Ambassadors for Christ. We're talking about a message, a king sending someone to proclaim a message. We're talking about faithful servants and those not so faithful. The reading selected today, as part of the series, may seem quite disjointed, but there are a few elements in each of them that refer to this theme and this topic. In the Old Testament lesson, we have an example of a prophet who, although in this reading he was a good prophet, he at least knew that he was required to speak the message which came from the Lord. We know that at other times he wasn't quite so faithful, and in fact, he was a bit greedy. But then also in the epistle, we have a bit of an assurance. In the epistle lesson, the main point was that there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ. And this is a message that each one of us has to have for ourselves, that we really are redeemed, we are forgiven. And this message we also can spread abroad to other places. But then the gospel, one of the more difficult parables. And I suppose some of you who studied the parables this term have all sorts of insights on that strange parable. The main point that we want to lift from that is that there are many called, but few chosen. Still, the invitation goes out. People made light of it. They had excuses. It wasn't easy. But the Master prepared a feast, and he wanted all to enjoy. Now, to put this into a context of our theme, Ambassadors for Christ, there's a reason for it. The reason is that we've come to the end of another school term. People are going back to the places of their work, and even some here today are leaving our country. There are six couples and another vicar who are on their way to various foreign lands. And they're going to have the privilege, the responsibility, to really be the servant sent out with a message. Each of us are servants, going back to our places of work, going off to our vacation, going into the community as servants with a message. We are ambassadors for Christ. For those of us who've had the privilege of living overseas for some years, as I and my family did in Africa for more than 20 years, there are certain points that we have come in touch with in the diplomatic world. And when St. Paul, in his second letter to the Corinthians, reminds us that we are ambassadors, he does it in the framework of Christianity. That's the section that says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything is new. And then he comes down to that point, we have a message. We have a message of reconciliation. We have a message of hope. We have to work at the reconciliation of God's people with himself. And he also gives an indication of when that should happen. It should happen now. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. But you know, ambassadors have to make reports, too. Some time ago, I saw this particular analysis. It was a progress report from an ambassador. And it really has now been accepted, and the king gave his reply. This is the king's reply. Does it fit you as an ambassador? Could you be the one who receives this? Your Excellency, I've called you in to thank you for the report on the diplomatic mission you've been serving in my name. I should like to share with you some of the observations which have come to my attention. I've been impressed with your concern for detail, your loyalty and devotion to retaining our heritage, especially for preserving the integrity of our written documents and our printed policies. You served with distinction in the tradition of our former prophets, evangelists, theologians. For the most part, you've been a credit to our foreign service. But I'm a little worried that you failed to give sufficient attention to some of the central truths of our mission. And the longer you've been separated from me, the more you've tended to interpret my policies in a legalistic and personal way. Reports even say you've been building up your own name and image, and in the process, you've tended to break contact with the very people we're trying to reach and serve. It's even been said you've tended to weaken and disrupt the bonds of unity, the ones we've been dedicated to strengthen and build up with the rest. John reported it correctly when he wrote about my many sheep, even the other sheep. He said, I prayed that you'd all be one. And Paul had it right when he wrote to the Corinthians that our main mission to the world is to bring a message of hope, love, reconciliation. Reconciliation with me and among you all. It's the reconciliation I worked at when I was with you, and I paid for with all I had. Remember, it starts with you and me being on right terms, and I sent you to be my ambassador to carry that message. Well, it's not too late, but do remember it's time now to get the word out. Stay in touch, study my documents, accept my spirit. He will lead you into all truth. He will be with you too wherever you go. Give him a chance. Bless him as you do my work. Perhaps it's presumptive to even pretend that we play the role of God to report like this. But isn't that what we always do when we are teaching and preaching and witnessing? We are the channels, we are the servants with a message. And if God wanted to do it in another way, he certainly could. He chose to allow the angels only a few fun times to be his witnesses. But for the most part, he has entrusted us with the message, with the role of the servant, with the role of the messenger, and even with the message of hope, love, and reconciliation. It's not only those privileged to serve in other cultures. It's not only those who are leaving our shores who are the missionaries, but every one of us, day by day, in whatever culture we find ourselves. And even in this country, we have a lot of different cultures. We have a lot of different needs. We have a lot of people who are hurting. And whether they are hungering for the gospel or not, we have a message that can fulfill their every need. God loves them through us. What sort of an ambassador are you? Do you stay in touch with the Master? The longer we stay out of touch with him in our daily devotions and in our prayers, the more the temptation is that we are building up our own kingdom. Do we read the documents that come out from the central office? His word? His word guides us, not only into truth, but into the paths that we can lead other people, and shows that God loved them in Christ, our neighbors, our relatives, our friends, ourselves. We also have the comfort. My spirit is with you. I am with you always, even to the end of the world. And to those of you who are going out, you're just going to people in a different culture, but they are still God's people. They are redeemed by him, and they are also as valuable to him as we are. You can learn from them. You can teach them. And one day, in the church universal before him, when the time now no longer is, when the time now runs out, we will be with him and all his sheep who have trusted and believed him. Some of the servants got killed in the parable. There are persecutions. There are problems. But there are problems wherever we are. And his spirit lifts up our hands. May each one of us, wherever we are found, be faithful witnesses, faithful stewards, faithful messengers, and stay in touch with his documents. May God guide you in your role as ambassador. Shall we rise to pray?